TikTok is paying creators to up its search game. According to The Verge, creators making money on the platform will now be paid based in part on how well their content meets what other users on the platform are searching for. TikTok calls this metric, quote, search value, end quote, and it's one of the four core elements in determining creator payouts. TikTok announced the change as part of its new monetization program called Creator Rewards. Ben, we're going to go to you first on this one. How scared should Google and Amazon be from this announcement from TikTok?
Well, thanks, Anne. And it's interesting, as the, you know, a bit of a younger millennial here, this question actually got me to download TikTok for the first time.
Did it?
Which may be a surprise to some.
Yeah, I'm shocked to hear that. What was it about it? Like, elaborate on that a bit.
I think, you know, I took off Instagram a few months ago, trying to kind of refocus and get away from my phone. But now I've got those back on the phone along with TikTok. So yeah, I'll be searching differently. I mean, I think.
So there go your 4 hours tonight, Ben. I mean, yeah, they're just gone, right?
They're gone now. Yeah, away from the TV and to searching for the next trend to purchase, I think. I think this is TikTok capitalizing on a trend of how the younger users, myself included, like to search for things. Mm-hmm. We want reliable, personal, trustworthy, and honestly, search becoming a bit more of an experience, a more frictionless experience. Mm-hmm. Searching on Google or Amazon can take time, a lot of clicks, less swipes, but clicks are harder, I think. And you've got to read through either articles, things like that, to find what you need. Whereas, you know, whether it's TikTok or YouTube videos, or I go to Reddit a lot for search, it feels a lot more organic to, yeah, I think, the user. And that's what TikTok here is trying to capitalize on. It'll be interesting to see, you know, with this new algorithm, though, how the search functionality improves.
Mm.
Yeah. Quick scanning through this morning, I was getting a few weird responses just based on the hashtags users or creators put with their videos. So we'll see if this new algorithm can incentivize some of these creators to make it a bit more searchable.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's definitely true that, you know, the consumers are going to get much better answers, hopefully, once this gets loaded and gets in the process a little bit further down the road to the queries that they're putting into TikTok. I agree. It's a hard thing for people to search, but very in demand right now for search from that next generation. Abhinav, how about you here? What are your thoughts?
I think from my perspective, I think Amazon probably is safer of the two, if you think about,
really?
Google and Amazon.
Why is that?
Here is the reason. I think people go and search for things on Amazon when they are looking for products. Like, when they know what they want,
yes,
they go and search,
right,
on Amazon. I mean, that's where they start.
Right.
I think I remember a statistic that one in five or one in six products bought in the USA have Amazon involved in some shape or form.
Hmm.
Whether it is being bought there or searched there, because the information is so specific to what you're trying to buy. When you think about Google, a lot of searches don't start on Google for products. Like, if you're looking for information, a large portion of searches start on Google. If you're looking, mm-hmm, for products, it starts on Amazon, because that's where most of the relevant information is for you to make a purchase. With TikTok, it's more for people who are looking for advice, don't know exactly what they want to buy,
mm-hmm,
or in that case, or looking for information. It's not about a product, but they're looking for information. In that case, I think TikTok content and search and advertising, I think, makes more of a sense. And that's why I say it may impact Google a little bit more, is my perspective. Though for Google, I think the bigger challenge is the advent of AI-based large language that are changing the game in search, where people are talking to AI and AI is giving them the information.
Yes.
In a more relevant, I think that's the bigger challenge for Google. But that's my perspective.
Yes.
Interesting. Chris, I'm going to give you the floor here to kind of talk about why you think this is so important. Because I know you were posting like this is in your running, right? For headline of the year.
It is. Yeah. I love the little wrinkle that Abhinav threw in there at the end. Yeah, it is. I actually can't think of another headline that I put in front of this right now. I think we had one a few months back, but I can't remember what it was. But this one is definitely up there already. I mean, the point of perspective I would put on this, I said it at Shop Talk, actually, in the closing podcast we did on stage with everyone, is there are two forces that are essentially converging to reshape digital commerce right now. And one is this. One is what we're talking about here, which is blatant in the headline, which is the growing importance of social media platforms on where and how people are searching for what they want to consume. That's converging factor number one. But the other one is what Abhinav brought up, which is generative AI. Mm-hmm. And the language processing. And at some point, we're going to have this cataclysm, for lack of a better way to put it, where there's going to be a new UI for how all of this works together. And it's going to, one, either be incredibly disruptive, and or two, the biggest platforms are going to start to join up to figure out what to do in this space. Like, that's what I think will happen here. Like, and we saw it already last week, if you remember. We didn't cover this headline, but Meta and Amazon are now partnering up to make commerce much more quicker on that platform. That has to be somewhat driven by the convergence of these factors in this space. So I think this headline is big for that reason. And we're just going to see it continue to impact retail and how commerce is done and what people as consumers get acclimated to more and more over time, both in how we search and ultimately how we buy. So yeah, I think it's a huge headline, Ann.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Chris. I think we continue to hear, we heard it again from members of the Z-suite during a panel at Shop Talk, that they are going to TikTok. They are going to Instagram to get information and to gain confidence in their purchase because of what Abhinav said. They're looking for influencers, for people that are kind of taking reviews and kicking them up a notch, to quote our Emeril. I can't believe I'm quoting Emeril Lagasse in this conversation, but they are really using that as the driver to where they're going to purchase, who they're going to purchase from, and being able to, I think, again, going back to what Ben said, know that the way that you're asking that question, you're getting the search results right away, just is a win for everybody. Consumers get better answers. TikTok continues to be that destination for product search because it's serving up content that this next generation is interested in viewing. And brands get more return on investment because they're showing up at the right time in the right place for the right audience. So I think this is great. I don't know if it's my headline of the year. I think like the drone delivery from Walmart was a big one that we're probably going to see take on. But I do agree with you. I think there's a lot here that is really going to shape how search is happening, how purchases are happening for generations to come. So let's move on to headline number
well,
two.
Well, Abhinav has the last word he wants to get in here.
Oh, yeah.
Ann. Well, Abhinav, what's your final take?
My final thought here is, what if TikTok is shut down in US?
Right. Yeah, that's the point.
I don't think it's going to be. I would not put my money on that. But yes, that's true.
I would agree.
Somebody will figure that out because there's too much money at stake. But yeah, I mean, that's a great point. The point you brought up, though, Abhinav, too, is like who stands to have more at risk, Google or Amazon? I think that's a really interesting thing. And I think, you know, as you were talking, I think I would probably say Google has more risk there, too, although I think it could impact both of them.